Millions of Ukrainians have fled their homes. Some of those refugees are trying to make their way to the U.S., but even those with American ties are finding that it's not easy. NPR's Franco Ordonez has this from Poland.
Elena Kopchak, her husband, and their 8-year-old daughter, Jana, are staying in a small 250-square-foot apartment in Warsaw. They arrived here after a harrowing escape from southern Mykolaiv. It's a Ukrainian port city that's critical to Moscow's efforts to gain more control of the Black Sea. Kopchak, an accountant, says she'll never forget those first explosions near her home.
Of course I was scared. My hands were shaking, my legs were shaking, and we were afraid for Jana, because after 2 hours, there were more explosions.
Kopchak spoke to me in Russian, the language she grew up speaking. But these days, many of her friends refuse to speak the language. As we're talking, her daughter is sitting on the couch, watching TV turn to Ukrainian news. Kopchak remembers how scary those early days of the war were for Jana.
In the beginning, Jana started to stutter. Her hands and legs were shaking. She was hysterical and crying a lot.
Like so many Ukrainian families, they spent 9 days in her parents' basement, surviving mostly on bread and crackers before making their escape to Poland. They now hope to get to the United States, where Kopchak's sister lives. They actually had an upcoming appointment for a visa at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, but it was canceled because of the war. Kopchak's sister, Svetlana Rogers, has been trying to help from New Jersey. She's called her senators. She's called members of Congress. She's called anyone who would listen.
So I'm kind of running in circles.
Every day, she checks the State Department and United Nations for updates. She felt a pang of hope when President Biden announced last month that he'd be accepting up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees in the United States.
So I'm kind of like, what do we do? How are we in those 100,000?
But it's been weeks, and she hasn't been able to get many details.
I'm feeling like we're stuck in limbo, and we don't know where to go, in which direction to move.
Krishamara Vignaraja heads the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. She's one of the people Rogers called.
Her case speaks to the difficulty of family here in the U.S. bringing refugees to safety, even when there is political will and the connections to do so.
The reality is there are few legal pathways, and Vignaraja questioned whether the administration is taking the steps to boost staff and resources needed to address the existing backlog of cases.
The broader point is there is a large divide between an announcement and action that will impact the people on the ground.
A State Department official urged patience and promised the administration would share more details on the different legal pathways in the coming weeks. But that's not fast enough for some desperate Ukrainians who have traveled to Mexico and are trying to cross the border by foot. Kopchak's husband, Albert Kadua, says they don't want to do that. They just want a little time to figure things out. They've already lost so much.
I used to have a normal job, normal life, normal home. Everything was normal. Then, all of a sudden, we have nothing.
He says they want to return to Mykolaiv as soon as it's safe. But at least in the United States, the family can take care of each other.
To meet each other, to wait a little bit for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and go back. To rebuild, to live as we used to live, with great life. Right now, many people say that they can go through Mexico illegally, but I don't want illegally. I want legally, have a visa and go normally.
And their 8-year-old daughter, Jana, she wants to go home too.
In Ukraine, my friends have stayed. Eva, Vitaly, and Andriy.
But she says she first wants to go to New Jersey and meet her little cousin. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Warsaw, Poland.